Hey there, and welcome to the Agency Rockstars podcast. I'm Dana Lindahl, and I'm the founder of LegendaryLeadGen.com, where we help B2B companies become authorities in their industry, set more sales appointments, and convert those appointments into more sales. We also help other agencies sell our patented process on to their own clients. And we truly believe in the value of building and creating relationships, and in that being the main driver of new sales for agencies. So, stick around to the end of the show. We're going to be revealing how you can be our next guest on one of the fastest growing agency podcasts on the planet. All right, let's get straight into it.
All right, rock stars, welcome back to the stage. My name is Dan. I'm your host of Agency Rockstars, and I am joined on our digital stage once again by another rock star. Joining me today, he is the founder and CEO of a little agency called LeadMD, an awesome agency as I was doing some research here. His name is Justin Gray. Justin, welcome to the show, man.
Dan, thanks for having me.
I'm excited to get to know you and your agency a little bit. As I said, I did a little research, and I say a small agency. Y'all aren't small. You've done some amazing things in the world, so you are a rock star. Let's talk about how you got to that point, though. How did you get into running an agency back in the beginning?
Yeah, it's seems like a long time ago now at this point, but looking back, there's I think two predominant ways in which businesses get started. One is highly intentional and with a lot of research and forethought and so on. And then there's our way of doing it, which is LeadMD is an accidental business for me. Absolutely. So I went to school for marketing. I had several marketing jobs after I graduated. Ultimately, I got the chance to be part of an early stage startup, took over, their marketing function, eventually took over sales as well. Got a piece of sweat equity in that business and had an exit in 2009. Had big grand visions of taking a year off, kind of traveling around, living in Italy for a while, flew to Italy and stayed there for 3 days before I got a call asking me if I wanted to come on as a CMO of another organization. It's actually a good friend of mine. I said, no, that doesn't sound like something I'm interested in right now. I don't really know if I want to work for someone, but I'll do it in a consulting gig capacity. And so ended up taking that engagement on, cut that vacation, 361 days short of taking a year off. And was fortunate enough to get a call very similar to that two additional times within that first month. So before you know it, I had three clients that I was doing both strategic, fractional CMO level engagement on, as well as what we would come to know as revenue operations these days. So building a tech stack, architecting that, creating process, and then really running that on a day-to-day basis. So it was a wildly kind of disparate engagement where I was hopping back and forth between strategy and tactics on a daily basis, which is frankly what I love to do. And that kind of progressed. We that was right at the initial stages of what we now call marketing automation. And that trend kind of grew. And before you knew it, we were getting more and more clients. We had taken on employees. We had taken office space. And so really, it was about 2 years in before I really looked around and said, like, wow, this is, number one, do I want to be doing this? Number two, that this is a business. It's certainly viable. And so that led to kind of a lot of, I guess, soul searching and figuring out like what do we want this to be, and ultimately what do I want to do with this? But that's how we got our start.
And now, basically 12 years later, you've got this great business humming along, doing great stuff. How do you grow and scale that business from that accidental start to where you are today, Justin?
Well, there's a lot that goes into that. But even when we originally set up this podcast, we between that time and now, we announced the acquisition of LeadMD. So we've now been, wholly acquired by an organization called Trendline Interactive. So that has been our scale strategy, quite frankly, all along, is to get to a certain, revenue and EBITDA point, and certainly have the processes and best practices and client relationships really to necessitate or to lead to an acquisition like that. But from a talent perspective, we certainly felt like we needed to make the jump and in a pretty rapid way to add additional skill sets and practices to our business. But kind of rewinding in terms of how we went about doing so, again, you got to kind of get in the Wayback Machine and think about the state of digital marketing in 2009, 2010, which was, coming off a recession, you know, we were seeing a massive push for ROI around marketing and advertising spend, right? And so largely marketing up until that point had been agency management, right? Like you had a creative agency, you had a web dev agency, email marketing was just becoming a thing. You probably had an email marketing agency. So you, as a marketer, you were really a traffic cop. And with the influx and advent of marketing technology and marketing automation and the entire stack that, geez, if you look at Scott Brinker's market technology map, there's 10,000 plus service providers on that now. Like these were the days where you had a dozen, two dozen marketing technologies out there. And so there was this massive influx of technology coupled with a complete skills gap, right? Like marketers just had not been generating their own demand prior to that. They've been relying on experts to do so. So you've kind of got this perfect storm of, you know, a financial focus on ROI from a very critical direction, right? Like organizations needed to grow, but they needed to get that $1 in, $10 out equation going. You had all of this technology that was going to reinforce that transformation. And yet you had, you know, marketers that were struggling to keep up with that that progression. And so obviously we saw that as an opportunity, but at the same time, we couldn't go out and hire marketing automation talent. We couldn't even really communicate to a client what a marketing automation implementation was at that point, because there was no shared language. There was no nurturing, scoring, you know, demand gen, like these things weren't yet things. So we productized our services very early on to develop that standardization, not only from a market-facing perspective, but from a training and enablement perspective on our side. This is what it looks like when it's done. And we operated with that kind of mentality across the board. Let's automate as much as possible. We bought Salesforce, we bought Marketo before we had, you know, a half dozen clients in this business, because we were building for scale. We were building to automate everything that we could, have a very lean operations layer, even to this day. And going into this acquisition, we had two back office individuals, two operations folks. We outsource IT. So everything about LeadMD is consulting focused and delivering value to the client in a way that that allows us to focus on that expertise and not get distracted by all these other elements in our business. So I'd say a combination of automation and productization have been our primary levers to pull there.
Yeah. It's incredible to think that before that, when you said there was this push for ROI from marketing and advertising, it's so interesting to think that there wasn't that before. Now that there is, and we push so hard for it, and it's yet it's still imperfect. But it's an interesting world that we live in. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, you also have to consider, you know, where buyers' attention has gone as of late, right? Like things have gone much more to a one-to-one, you know, you consider like things like TikTok and Snapchat and in Facebook and Twitter and so on. Like it's all about a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's all about, you know, you're speaking to me. I feel like I'm the centerpiece here. You know, for years and years, that was broad-based advertising, right? You wanted to get exposure to someone. You put a TV spot out there. There were three channels and everyone was dialed into that. Now there's 1,000 channels. There's 1,000, you know, a million apps probably. And everyone's vying for that same attention. And so as things have gotten much more focused and I guess, you know, for lack of a better term, myopic, we've had to insert ourselves into those highly valuable micro conversations. And that leads, you know, that leads and opens the door for, all right, if I'm going to get access to that, how much am I going to spend? How much am I going to get back? Rather than relying on kind of this mass messaging approach. So I think it's more about the evolution of how the buyer engages and looks for information. Obviously, you know, we've all beat the you know, buying behavior has changed, the advent of the internet, all that. We beat that horse to death. But it's evolving so quickly. So I think we'll look back 5 years from now and say, it's crazy that we were so focused on email marketing as our number one channel, right? So those innovation cycles are just getting quicker and quicker.
Yeah, aren't they ever? And Scott Brinker's map, as you said, it looks like a crazy like atlas of just insanity. So I want to talk about story time, how you've helped those clients. But before we get to how you've helped them, let's talk real quick about who those clients are. Who do you work with? Who's a great fit for LeadMD?
Yeah, so and that's evolving as well, right? So now we've got a whole new set of ideal customer and skill sets to serve those customers. But predominantly, LeadMD was grown focusing on the mid-market. So that's typically $100 million in revenue and up, mid-market and enterprise organizations in a B2B motion. And I'll caveat B2B, because we have B2C clients, we have B2B2C clients, like that's starting to really blur as well. It's really about considered purchase, right? Am I making a big investment? So we work with organizations like Cadillac and Uber, right? Like Uber for Business, where you know businesses are forming a relationship with Uber to do their travel, their transportation, their food delivery. Cadillac in terms of like marketing to dealerships and how do you move vehicles and how do you educate your staff and so on. Anyone that needs to promote an educational sale. You know, we're not picking up a Coke by the register and spending a buck, right? Like we're spending hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. And we need to make sure that's the right decision for, you know, our family, our organization, whatever, you know, the stakes are high there. And so anyone that needs to be kind of nurtured to that buying decision is a great fit for LeadMD. Certainly an organization that has latched onto the concept of change as a core fundamental. Like we work with catalyst marketers is actually in our mission statement. And also orgs that have a real appetite for technology, I would say, kind of rounds out our ideal customer profile.
All right. Interesting. So let's talk a little bit about story time then. I'd love to hear a success story, whether it's an early one or something more recently. And obviously the big one is the acquisition, but let's hear about a customer story. What's a favorite story that highlights how you've served your clients over the years?
Yeah. So I like to, so, you know, B2B SaaS financial technology organization, right? Great story against the backdrop of COVID. So we've been working with them for just over 6 years at this point and doing a lot of what we would call revenue operations work, meaning we implemented Marketo marketing automation there. We optimized their CRM. We create a lot of process for them, sales process, marketing campaigning. We're doing a lot of execution there, launching campaigns. We're also doing a ton of analytics work to help them understand where their spend is impactful. But we've never really cracked the glass ceiling into the strategy side of the house. And that's really our unique value proposition at LeadMD. If you go back to my earliest engagements, CMO level insight strategy, right? Like, are we doing the right things? Are we aiming at the right buyer? Are we talking to them in the right manner? And then facilitating that via best in class operations and tactical execution. We were doing a lot of the tactics for this organization, but not so much on the strategy side. And that's because oftentimes you find CMOs are kind of let, you know, you're their secret weapon to getting things done, but they've kind of got it handled with, or at least that's the mentality. So COVID, for all the negative impacts that it's had on the globe, and I don't want to discount that COVID is a terrible thing, right? Like it's terrible for a lot of business. It's also opened up a lot of innovation, right? Out of necessity, which, you know, truly is the mother of invention. So my favorite story about this client is we were on a monthly meeting with them, which is where we kind of recap results and obviously talk about what we're going to be doing for that next month. They're under retainer with us. To that meeting showed up suddenly the CRO and the CEO. This is only ever a CMO and marketing team meeting. CRO really didn't have a lot of context going into it either. CEO obviously had invited them for a reason, popped on for 30 seconds and said, you know, I won't use real names here, but Mr. CMO and Mrs. CRO, you know, I brought you both to this forum because in 6 months, if you guys aren't aligned and we aren't doing something to yield much different results than we are today, neither one of you will be in that the seat any longer. And it's that type of char, you know, it's that type of, I think, catalyst thinking that really gets things done. So as a result, we helped them, you know, optimize their go-to-market strategy, pivoted their offers completely, pivoted the way that they were talking to their clients and kind of structuring that resultant buying funnel, and saw over the next 4 months a 30% lift in revenue acquisition because of that motion. They were doing previously like what would be considered very standard call to action, very, you know, get a free trial, progress through the free trial, ultimately convert into a paid user. And we changed that motion completely, started really providing value to them on top of that trial, not like figure it out, but we're going to now consult with you for free on how to use this platform in the best manner. And their conversion and customer acquisition just went through the roof as a result. So I think that's the power of change, quite frankly, and the power of being able to have that conversation and then quickly pivot the chair and get it done from a people process technology standpoint.
And able to keep both of their jobs then, I hope. Is that?
Yep. They are both still there.
Man, that's like, wow. I'm glad I don't play at that level then, to be able to walk into that sea level.
Stakes are high.
Do it or you're out. That's crazy. Yep. So Justin, what kind of pain points are you seeing across your industries that you work with your clients? What pain points are we facing today that maybe we haven't in the past?
Well, I don't know if this is a new pain point, but I think we definitely went through a period of, you know, discovery. People were kind of figuring it out and so on. But the pain is that marketing on the whole is still largely ineffective. When you look at, you know, there's some great stats. The best, my favorite one is a stat from Forrester, where literally 1% of marketing-driven leads convert into revenue. So, you know, we might as well go home, right? Like that's a terrible stat. We're spending so much money. We're putting so much tech. We're throwing so many bodies at these problems. And it's not paying off. And the reason for that is exactly what we talked about earlier, is that in marketing, we can't forget about the creative aspect. We can't just do something because it's a best practice. We've created a bit of that environment within, you know, modern day marketing, where it's like, you have to be doing events and here's the way to structure those events, and you need to be running campaigns and here's the structure of that. Like, great creativity is at the heart of marketing. And at the end of the day, we get those insights, those creative insights, by being really close to the buyer and understanding fundamentally who they are, what they need, what gets their attention, what are they struggling with that no one else is providing to them right now. Also, you know, if you're in a B2B environment and you have a sales team, just getting marketing embedded and listening to those conversations and understanding, like, where are those friction points? Where are things falling off? How can we create content? How can we, you know, facilitate and provide value where things are getting stuck and so on? So that innovation cycle, it has to be cultural, you know? And so I think the largest pain point is just that we had this big promise that technology was going to yield, and it hasn't paid off. Technology has enabled some great things. We can see things that we were never able to see in the past, right? But if we're not feeding that with awesome strategy, with creative ideas, with great process, with skilled individuals, what comes out the other side is simply going to be tech debt. And I think we, you know, there's a lot of that happening in modern marketing departments these days, where they've got all the shiny widgets in the world, but the results just aren't there.
We have to avoid tech debt and actually create great stuff.
Marketing has to be an investment, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and you saw this with COVID as well. Like, it's definitely on the SMB side. A lot of marketing spend being cut, a lot of furloughs happening. We don't do that with sales reps, right? So there's obviously a perception out there that if you want to sell something, hire a sales rep. We have to change that fundamentally to where you want to sell something, invest in marketing. And smart companies are doing that, and they've figured, you know, out how to make marketing a profit center rather than a cost center. But there's a big problem out there still, to where your average CEO doesn't understand marketing. You know, they know they have to be doing it. It's kind of like a fair weather investment. You know, when times are good, yeah, let's put that billboard up on the 101 in San Francisco. Let's run t-shirts for everyone, right? Let's go to all those big trade shows. But when it's not tied to revenue, when there's not a demand and or an account-based focus that we can point to that's saying, yeah, I put a dollar in this side of the engine, it comes out over here as five. Mm-hmm. When that isn't present, it's nothing but this massive weight of technology that we've created.
Yeah. You need that revenue discussion in marketing today. So Justin, other than your Inc. column, where can listeners, where they're loving this conversation, find you, your company, learn more about you, connect with you and learn from you? Where do you send folks?
Well, first and foremost, you know, since day one, we've focused on giving away every best practice that we have in this organization, right? Like, the best practices are great. Like, we're going to be the last, you know, we're the last mile in making those things really hum. But you can go to leadmd.com/best practices. There are thousands of resources that we've created up there. You know, on any aspect of marketing, you can find what you're looking for. So please take advantage of that opportunity. If you want to connect with me, I'm pretty much everywhere. Certainly email jgray@leadmd.com, JGRAY. LinkedIn, really active on LinkedIn. Twitter, I love. You know, you can hit me up on any social platform, but I'd say LinkedIn is probably the best way.
Awesome. All right, Justin, here's the big one that we're gonna have some fun with this one. I think you strike me as a little bit counterintuitive and out of the box thinker. So is there anything over the years, that you've learned or advice that you've heard that seemed counterintuitive at first, but has a massive impact on your business once you embrace it?
Yeah, I think fundamentally I am a marketer, right? Like more is always better for me. Really making friends with the notion of over-serving a fewer number of clients. My CSO brought this in and, you know, it sounded like one of those things that people put in board decks and never execute against, but it's really become our North Star, certainly from within an agency environment. Because I mean, your audience is agency owners, right? Like you've seen the paradigm between we're closing business, we're booking revenue, but then we've got to turn around and make those clients happy, right? For a lot of years we were doing, I mean, we've done 3,800 Marketo implementations, like that's a lot of volume. And we were killing ourselves, not going deep enough with the client and not really being able to impact change. We were implementing, but we weren't diving into other areas of the business that were really determining the success of those technologies. So, you know, it took me, you know, a couple months to really wrap my head around how impactful that idea could be for us. Cause I've always gone out like go big, you know, get the attention, bring people in the door, more logos is better. We really have transformed this business in the last 36 months around over-serving a fewer number of clients. And it doesn't mean, you know, I still don't have any client that's over 5% of my revenue, but by really focusing on going deep with that client, right? Like we're not just going to do this implementation. We're going to look at this holistically, understand the problem, and that's going to be our North Star. Really has changed, I think, the day-to-day for our employees and you know, them feeling more in control and able to dedicate more time to a specific engagement. And it certainly impacted the results to our client, which is, I mean, there's nothing better as an agency owner.
Yeah. Gold advice. Justin, thank you so much. Justin Gray, CEO and founder of LeadMD. Appreciate you being a part of Agency Rockstars, my friend.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Agency Rockstars podcast. If you're an agency owner who would like to appear in this podcast, please visit legendaryleadgen.com/podcast/apply. Also, if you found this episode valuable, I would really appreciate you sharing it on social media. Even just a quick screenshot of the episode showing on your phone, share it to social media would be great. If you truly enjoyed the episode, we'd also really love a rating in your favorite podcast player. Please give us a thumbs up or a rating and review. We promise to read it all and take action. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button so you won't miss any of our upcoming episodes. Thanks again for listening. I'm Dana Lindahl, and if you want to connect, you can find me on LinkedIn. You can also find more information about everything we're currently doing at legendaryleadgen.com. Thanks for listening, and hope to hear from you soon.